This is an IELTS Energy podcast, episode 724. Follow the fluent branches for speaking part two.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today, you'll get an impressively fluent speaking part two answer about a borrowed object and learn our new strategy of part two branches. Hey, Lindsay, how's your day going?
Hey, not bad, Jessica. I'm excited. We're in June and, you know, weather's heating up and summer's coming. So all good, all good.
Oh,
I'm really...
So good.
Yeah, I'm really excited, actually, because we're going to be looking into computer IELTS really soon here on this show, aren't we?
Yes, you guys. So we have been getting more and more questions from students, all students, like not just the ones in our Facebook group, but listeners like you guys who have to take the computer IELTS exam, or if you don't have to take it, at least you want to take it for various reasons, because the listening is easier. You get headphones because the writing may be easier. Because your handwriting sucks. Sorry, I mean, it's not great. So for a lot of people, this is a real possibility now. And you know what, guys? There's really nowhere we can send you because there are very few resources, little to no resources out there to prepare you for the computer exam. So you know what we're going to do? I'm going to take the computer exam. It's going to be so much fun. And then we're going to develop the stuff that you guys need for that test.
Exactly. So guys, keep listening to this show over the summer. We're going to have this for you as soon as we possibly can. But just keep in mind that we are on it when it comes to computer IELTS. We're going to adapt our strategies so that you can use them on the computer. I love it.
Exactly.
Fantastic. And many of them will already work on the computer, right, Jessica? Many of our current strategies are already great regardless of how you're taking it. A few of them we're just going to tweak for the format.
Oh, completely. Yeah. I mean, we've had lots of students come through Three Keys IELTS and do very well on the computer exam. But it's just, yes, they do work for sure. But you know what, guys? We don't stop there. Like, we want to bring you the best possible system of strategies. So that's why we're going to be the only ones that have something just focused on the computer. And like Lindsay said, a lot of the strategies are exactly the same. Like writing and speaking, exactly the same, except for the typing, right? And listening, honestly, not that much different. Our main job is going to be tweaking the reading strategies. That's the biggest key there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So you're going to be making a little trip to Canada. That should be fun.
I'm so excited.
Okay, all right, cool.
What are we talking about today? Oh, speaking part two.
Speaking part two. So this is the tricky one because this is where we have to speak for 2 minutes. And, you know, recently we did a mock speaking test. We've been doing some mock speaking tests with students and it's not easy to speak for the full 2 minutes.
Oh, gosh,
right. And of course, from the examiner's perspective, which, you know, Jessica, because you were an examiner for 14 years and I now understand because I did a mock speaking test.
Yeah.
I know what it feels like to be that examiner and you want the student to keep speaking, but you can't really tell them, right? You just try to nudge them along. Guys, you need to speak for the full 2 minutes.
Oh, always. It is real awkward when the student stops before 2 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
Awkward for the examiner and for the student, guys, because you're just faced with silence for a couple seconds. And then the examiner's like, can you tell me anything else? Guys, if you're not a subscriber to our YouTube channel, you are missing out. Go over to IELTS Energy TV on YouTube, guys. At the point this is released, there's going to be 3 videos up there with Zoya, a real IELTS student. So you guys can see a real IELTS exam with Lindsay as the examiner.
Hmm. I know. It's so funny. It's very, it was an interesting experience for me for sure. And, you know, just to be in there and feel what it feels like in the real speaking test. Guys, these videos are going to help you. It's going to work wonders. And you actually, you will find out how you can opt in and get the complete speaking feedback on those tests, right? When you go to the channel. So go on over to IELTS Energy TV and take a look.
Oh, amazing. So much information there. Okay. So today, guys, we are going to answer a real IELTS speaking part two question. That is weird. So the question is, describe a time you borrowed something from a friend or family member. Hello, awesome IELTS Energy listeners. If you want to know all of the strategies for your next speaking exam written by an examiner, me, get into the Three Keys IELTS system. Go to allearsenglish.com/basic for the course. Or if you want Skype classes from a pro, go to allearsenglish.com/coach.
Yeah, cool. Okay, yeah. So should we just go into a sample answer? What do you think? And then we'll just rehash it after. We'll go through it.
Oh, okay. Yes, I'll do my best. Guys, this is a weird question. Okay, yeah. Let's see how I do.
Okay, here we go. All right, so, and go ahead. Please start speaking.
Okay, so, to be completely honest, this is such a weird question to think about trying to develop a 2-minute fluent response on, but I'll do my best. I think the first thing that comes to mind when I think about objects exchanged between friends and I is definitely connected to food. I feel like every time we visit someone's house or attend a party or celebration of some sort, we are always sent home with food. And because I live in Portland, Oregon, everybody I know is very eco-conscious and green-friendly. And so that means we never use, like, we try to stay away from things like Ziploc bags and things that are, you know, non-recyclable and plastic wrap and whatnot. So I'm always sent home with Tupperware of some sort. One of my friends that does this the most, her name is Jordan. Her son is the same age as James. And when we attended his 8th birthday party a few months ago, if I have time, I'll tell you about the party. But what I was sent home with was this really adorable Tupperware dish that was cut into segments. So like the food wouldn't be mixed together and I could be sent home with a variety of foodstuffs that would not be mixed up. So there was like a little section of homemade hummus, another little section of this like vegetarian chili she made because her teenage daughter decided she's a vegetarian now. And then there were, I don't know, she put some tortilla chips in there as well, which if I could give you some advice, maybe I shouldn't give you advice because you're an examiner, but I would say don't do tortilla chips as leftovers because they're just going to get all soggy and they just soak up the, not humidity, they'd soak up the moisture from the food they're around. So that was a fail. But the rest of the food.
And that's 2 minutes.
Hey, I didn't even have to talk about the party.
Hey, all right. So you gave a little cliffhanger and told the examiner what you'd be getting to if you needed the extra time to fill. So I like that.
I'm practicing for my upcoming speaking exam.
Right.
What I tried to do there a couple times, guys, was to like speak to Lindsay as if she were the examiner, right? So it's okay to directly address the examiner as long as you're not asking them a question, which is impolite and inappropriate on the exam. But if you say something and you realize like, oh, that might not work as part of my answer because I'm talking to an examiner and not a friend, then just recognize that out loud like I did, right? So when I said something about tortilla chips and I'm like, if I could give you a piece of advice, and then I caught myself and I'm like, maybe that's not appropriate because you're an examiner, but, and then I continued.
No, it's so a lot of this is about articulating what's going on in our head already.
Yes. Right?
And this is where we kind of have to get out of the old school mentality of we're in an exam and it's formal and we have to be stiff because that hurts our score, doesn't it?
always, always. Lindsay and I are working on so many amazing projects to help you guys, like the computer one we said. But guys, we are also developing this amazing quiz, this band score quiz that you guys will be able to take online very soon to know approximately what your score is going to be. And guys, as we're developing this and thinking about the advice for different scores, guys, like it really does come down to like, how can you be less of a student and more of yourself? How can you be less of a student and more natural on the speaking and the writing exams? Like that's so much, that's a key.
100%, 100%. And a lot of people who may not know IELTS might give you the opposite advice. That's where you want to be really careful. But yeah, going back to your answer here, I love this. I love some of the phrases that you used. I'm going to highlight a couple of them here, Jessica.
Fantastic.
So let's see. I like when you used a celebration of some sort, because I thought that was quite unique vocabulary.
Yeah, that's true. A student wouldn't say that, huh? So yeah, that's a great phrase to add on. I guess it could be like, you know, you're not sure exactly what kind of thing you're talking about, right? So instead of getting more specific, you're like, I don't know, it was a class of some sort, a party of some sort.
Sounds very natural, like very native. So that's a good one. Awesome. You used also foodstuffs.
That's such a funny word. It makes me laugh every time I say it, but it's a thing. It's a word.
It is a thing. It's a very weird phrase, but certainly something that natives, I think, would be more likely to use than students. So I like that. I think that would push your score up for sure, guys. Yeah. Love it.
Definitely. Yeah. Any like when you're trying to describe different types of food, right? A student would say different types of food, but then you could sound really unique if you're like, varied foodstuffs.
Yeah. And I mean, it's just like, it's really interesting to think about the detail that you had to go into the explanations to fill those 2 minutes, right? You talked about, you know, don't put tortilla chips in a Tupperware. They'll get soggy. They'll soak up the moisture. We really do have to go into these corners kind of our answer, right? To really fill up that time.
Exactly. Just go big, guys. I think we said that on an episode recently. Go big or go home. Like that summarizes speaking part two, right? Like you just follow any line of thought that your mind goes down, right? Any little side path. Like I think the beauty of speaking part two are the branches, right? The branching off of the context and the details. Like you want to follow that branch until you have nothing left to say and then go back to the main thing and find another branch.
I love that concept, following the branches. That's so important because that's what, you know, 9, 8, 9 students do. I mean, and this is also good practice for your speaking test coming up.
It's fantastic. I hope I get a 9. I think the examiner is going to feel real weird.
Yeah,
like, being
for sure.
My examiner. It's going to be so fun. I can't wait to tell you guys about it.
Yeah. I love it. So guys, to get more advice on this stuff and to get the templates and the exact methods and strategies to do this, go ahead and get into the course 3 Keys IELTS. Jessica, how can our listeners get into that course right away?
So you have 2 choices, you guys. You can go to allearsenglish.com/basic, and that is for the entire 3-key system, or the smarter choice is to have those classes with me. Add that personal coach package. Go to allearsenglish.com/coach, and that's how you get those one-on-one, super valuable Skype sessions with me or someone that I have trained directly.
Yeah, love it. All right. Awesome. Jessica, this has been fun to talk about speaking part two because it's a chance to talk and we, you know, it's fun to articulate and talk and go into detail, guys. So if you look at it that way, that's the way to go to get the higher score. I love it. Awesome.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, gosh, our listeners can't tell we love to talk.
No way. I'm sure they can't.
Lindsay. All right. Well, I'll talk to you tomorrow then. How about that?
All right. Sounds good to me. Talk to you soon. All right. Bye. Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.